Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of KNR Constructions Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of the future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. K. Venkatram Rao, General Manager, Finance and Accounts from KNR Constructions Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today on the call to discuss the financial results for Q2 and H1 FY25. Along with me, I have Mr. K. Jalandhar Reddy, Executive Director and Strategic Growth Advisor, our Investor Relations Advisor. We have uploaded results and investor presentations on the stock exchange as well as on our company website. I hope everyone got an opportunity to go through it. We would like to touch upon a few key company updates and industry events, post which we will have a question-and-answer session. I would now like to share our perspective on the significant industry development. In the first half of the year, we observed a slowdown in awarding of the projects, primarily due to general elections. However, the MoRTH has set targets aiming to award projects worth rupees 5 lakh crore for the current financial year. This commitment gained momentum in September, with project bid pipeline amounting to rupees 1.1 trillion, primarily driven by HAM and EPC projects. Looking ahead, the government is also preparing to approve additional highway projects, which could bring the total cost of sanctioned projects to rupees 2 lakh crore by the end of December. This robust pipeline affirmed the government commitment to maintaining an aggressive pace in highway construction. Additionally, the NHAI is undertaking several transformative initiatives, including collaboration with banks to implement advanced toll collection technology on expressways. This state-of-the-art multi-lane three-flow system will replace trailing toll collection, removing the need for physical toll booths. Moreover, NHAI is constructing 74 new tunnels across India, spanning a total of 273 kilometers. This extensive project aims to significantly enhance the country's highway infrastructure, with an estimated cost of around 1 trillion. Lastly, the government decision to double the effective liability period to 10 years for the contractor of EPC mark are crucial steps towards enhancing the quality and longevity of the national highway infrastructure. This policy change is expected to lower long-term maintenance costs for the government and improve road safety and user satisfaction by keeping infrastructure in optimal condition. Ultimately, this shift will support the development of more reliable and sustainable highway networks across India. With this initiative, a strong bidding pipeline, and a diversified order book, we are confident that positive growth momentum lies ahead. Now, coming to the key updates of the company, the percentage of physical progress as of September 30, 2024, for the HAM project is around as follows: Magadi-Sombarpet around 87%, Odamchetram to Mattakulam 100%, Ramanattukara to Valanchery 82%, Valanchery to Kappirikkad 84%, Chittoor to Thatchur 77%, Marripudi to Somavarappadu 12%. As of September 30, 2024, the company has already invested rupees 556 crores out of rupees 992 crores revised equity requirement for all the eight HAM projects. The additional equity requirement of 436 crores to increase as rupees 200, rupees 120, and rupees 116 for H2 FY25, FY26, and FY27, respectively. You can refer to the slide number 27 of the investor presentation for detail on each HAM project. Pursuant to the settlement agreement signed between NHAI and KNR Muzaffarpur Barauni Tollways Private Limited, the company has received rupees 3,000 317.69 crores, including 142 crores of the interest on unsecured loan from the SPV. Additionally, as per the terms of the settlement agreement, the SPV has repaid its entire debt obligation to the lenders and the project will be foreclosed. The toll collection of Muzaffarpur Baroni toll project was taken over by NHAI with effect from 1st of November 2024. On 29th October 2024, the company has signed share purchase agreement with JKM Infra Projects Limited and Mr. Gaurav Jalan, investor for rupees 45.90 lakhs, for which the company will transfer its entire stake, that is 0.65% in SPV, and further KNRC Holding and Investment Private Limited, the wholly owned subsidiary of the company, will also transfer its entire stake, that is 100%, to the investor. Now coming to the order book position, as of September 30, 2024, the company has total order book position of 4,406 crores, which can be bifurcated as 52% of the EPC road project, HAM project, whereas 23% of the total order book is for irrigation project and balance 25% is for pipeline project. Clients by bifurcation is 67% of order book is from third party client and balance 33% is from the captive HAM project. The third party order book percentage is split between state government contract as 54%, where 11% for the central government and balance 2% is from the other private player. And we note that this order book does not include contract aggregating to rupees 1200 crores as we have not yet received the appointed date for our two HAM projects. If we include this, our order book will increase to 5606 crores. This order book will execute over a period of around 1.5 to 2 years. With a recent election behind us and clear government emphasis on the road and highway development, we anticipate an increase in new order work. We are aiming for order inflow of approximately 6,000 to 8,000 crores for the next year. Lastly, India Rating has affirmed its outlook on the long-term bank facility as IND AA stable, and also a short-term rating is affirmed at IND A1+. Before discussing the financial number, I would like to highlight that during the quarter, the company has received an arbitration claim from its Orissa project of rupees 28 crores, which includes in the total revenue, and 43 crores towards interest on such claim is included in other income. And also expenses related to such claim of rupees 90.93 crores is included in other expenses, and resultant tax of rupees 17.6 crores included in current tax. I would like to further clarify an exceptional item of 15 crores for this quarter, which resulted from two specific transactions. First one is that Patel KNR Infrastructure Limited, our associate company, brought back its 32,71,161 shares held by the company for a consideration of 8.9 crores. And accordingly, the resultant profit on such buyback of rupees 5.6 crores that is included in exceptional item in the statement of standalone profit and loss. Secondly, the company has made a provision of rupees 21 crores towards the receivables from the Cube Highway and Infrastructure Limited, which includes in the exceptional item. This was due to the non-fulfillment of some of the conditions of the SPV executed between the company, Cube Highway and the respective SPVs. Now let me take through the Q2 and H1 FY24 standalone financial performance first, followed by the consolidated financial highlights. I will start with the quarterly highlight first. The revenue for the quarter stood at rupees 884 crores. EBITDA for Q2 FY25 is largely stable at 1% degrowth due to rupees 165 crores as compared to 166 crores in Q2 FY24. EBITDA margin in Q2 FY25 is 18.6%. Net profit for the current quarter was rupees 334 crores as vis-a-vis to rupees 100 crores in Q2 FY24, registered a growth of 235% year on year. Now coming to H1 FY25 highlights. The revenue for H1 FY25 stood at rupees 1,764 crores. EBITDA for H1 FY25 grew by 5% to rupees 357 crores as compared to 339 crores in H1 FY24. EBITDA margin in H1 FY25 stood at 20.2%. Net profit for H1 FY25 was rupees 469 crores as compared to 210 crores in H1 FY24. The adjusted turnover, EBITDA, PBT and PAT for the quarter and half year ended is 856 crores, 16.12%, 14.94%, 10.92%, and for the half year ended it is 1,675 crores, 16.33%, 14.44%, and 10.4% respectively. Now coming to the consolidated financial performance, I will start with the quarterly highlight first. The company recorded a year-on-year growth of 87% in the total revenue from rupees 1,038 crores in Q2 FY24 to rupees 1,945 crores in Q2 FY25. EBITDA came in at rupees 870 crores in Q2 FY25 from rupees 232 crores in Q2 FY24, a growth of 276% year-on-year. EBITDA margin in the current quarter stood at 44.7%. Profit after tax stood at 580 crores in Q2 FY25 vis-a-vis 143 in Q2 FY24, a year-on-year growth of 306%. Moving on, H1 FY25 highlights. The revenue for H1 FY25 grew by 45% year-on-year to rupees 2,930 crores. EBITDA for H1 25 was rupees 1,148 crores as compared to 447 crores in HY 24, registering a 157% growth. EBITDA margin for H1 FY 25 stood at 39.2%. Net profit grew by 170% year-on-year to rupees 746 crores compared to 276 crores in HY 24. Now moving on the standalone balance sheet, the company continued to maintain a strong balance sheet. The working capital debt stood at 71 days compared to 78 days as of June 21st. The consolidated debt as of September 30, 2024 is rupees 1,420 crores as compared to 1,258 crores as of March 31, 2024. The net debt to equity on consolidated basis is as of September 30, 2024, stand at 0.33 times as compared to 0.36 times as of March 31, 2024. The increase in consolidated turnover and PAT is due to pursuant to the settlement agreement, the KNR Muzaffarpur Barauni Private Limited was entitled to receive settlement amount of rupees 961.38 crores, which is included in revenue from operation, an amount of rupees 342 crores accounted towards EPC claim, which is included in construction cost, and rupees 49.67 crores towards the interest, which is included in the finance cost, an amount of rupees 221.83 crores of intangible assets, which has been amortized and included in the depreciation and amortizing expenses in the consolidated statement of profit and loss. With this, we can open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
My question, yes, sir.
What is the pipeline of tender of BPC and HAM?
Your voice is not audible.
Sir, is it better now?
It is better, yeah.
Thanks for the opportunity. My question is, sir, what is the pipeline of tender from NHAI for EPC and HAM? And can you also help us with the pipeline of BPC separately?
So actually, the pipeline in the sense there is nothing considerable that is there in pipeline kind of thing, but there had been around 80-85 tenders which we have studied in on NHA itself. So the 80 tenders which we are straight away focusing, and these are getting postponed. Actually, the certain tenders were supposed to be happen in this month, but many of them got postponed by 10 days, week, and it's kind of a month. So The gap is a little bit building up there. We just asked them why the delays that is happening. They say that the acquisition of land is not adequate. Until they achieve the 80% land position, they would like to hold these tenders. That is what NHAI is saying right now. Probably second thing is after the new government has taken over the power. I think considerable rally is not started by them. Maybe March quarter, yani fourth quarter of this year, could be flooding with all these tenders. That's what I'm thinking, because there is almost 4.5 months time that is there. It may start from January, February. It happened also earlier also similarly. Even NHAI is expecting them that from January onwards, the tenders may partially start to keep on pulling up. The peaks will be in February and March. I think we'll have to wait for that sort of window wherein many tenders that come up, and at least we have studied 80 on 80. Definitely, we can try to get 5,000 to 6,000 from here. Some certain state governments also we have studied, and those tenders are apart.
Anything expecting for the BOT, sir?
BOT, we are sorting the terms with other players, and those also we would like to go on. As an EPC player, certainly we had a discussion with Adani's also. They were also under discussion with us for a few projects, and Cube is also there. So whatever it is, we will give an exclusivity for them, and we want an exclusivity from them. These two are being now under discussion.
Understood.
In the sense, actually, the terms between the initial discussions are over for the Adani projects. So definitely, we may strike some projects. And Cube has already given the MOU. Only we have to see the opportunities and participate.
Understood, sir. My second question is on the EBITDA margin. If I subtract these from notes to account for 27 crore and 60 crore respectively for two notes to account, the EBITDA margin comes at 12.2%. I think it's one of the lowest EBITDA margin. Am I right?
No, sir. For the half year, if you adjusted with all the adjusted EBITDA is 16.33%, sir.
For the half year, yeah. My last question is on the employee expenses. It looks to be slightly higher side compared to in the last 3, 4, 5 quarters.
Which expenses, sir?
Employee expenses.
Employee expenses is the same, only 43. But this quarter, actually, as you know, we have paid to variable pay to our directors amounting to around 9.9 crores. So due to that reason, this quarter it is increased, but otherwise it is in the range of somewhere between 41 to 42 crores per quarter.
Understood, sir. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, continuing the same thing, for us the order inflow is the main concern, so just trying to bit understand further. So when we say 80-85 tenders that we are looking at, if you can help us in terms of what's the value, and this is only the NHAI one, and in terms of the HAM and EPC is how much? So that is first one, and second, maybe if you can also elaborate in terms of the MSRDC, what we are looking at there. So first on that.
Actually, MSRDC, we are under discussion, under discussion with Navayuga. Navayuga Constructions is there, no? They have three packages in Pune, this thing, which they were offering one project to us, which is under discussion. We need to examine the case and come back.
Okay.
We have already given an MOU with Patel. Pre-tender bidding we have done to Patel Infra. So if they get the job, definitely we will be facing that. So each is having around 2,000 crore plus values only. So that is one aspect. Second, as you asked that 80-85 tenders which we have studied, sir, actually the quantum I have not totally summed it, but the projects are varying from 800 to 1,600 crores.
80,000.
The max is 800, minimum is 1,800, and 1,600 is the max. So those are the ticket sizes which we have sorted. Very few are there in 600-650 level, but most of them are above.
Okay. And roughly in terms of the EPC and HAM would be how much? 50-50 would be out of this 80-85 would be HAM and EPC?
HAM, sir. As of now, entire HAM only. Because EPC from NHAI, I'm not hoping anything out of it. I'm really focusing on some Tamil Nadu bids in flyovers and all. Flyovers and somewhere in even near some highway projects are also likely to come, which we have examined from their department. So we are waiting those tenders to happen. Once they happen, definitely we'll try to grab some out of that. And apart from that, we are also thinking that some projects, whatever EPC mode projects which Adani BAS or this Cube Highways which you have already spoken, no? So those are also sorted and they are in line, actually.
Okay. So this MSRDC, Nav Yuga, just to clarify that one project that we are looking at, so that itself is close to 2,000-odd crore, and even for Patel Infra that we have a MOU, that value is also close to 2,000-odd crore.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So let's say if we.
Already they've got the job, and from there we are discussing. So the price between us and them should be finalized. So we were waiting this let election go because we don't know which government is going to come in Maharashtra. So what would you say? Who's going to come?
Yeah. Okay.
If they like to continue that, then it is good. Otherwise, if there is any talk that they may scrap this project because just before the election, they have already given LOAs on this. So a little bit dilemmas are there, but still, I think I'm a bit comfortable. Things will happen like what happened in AP and all. Only AP is an exceptional state where developmental projects have been hampered because of political movements and all. But I don't think such things will happen in Maharashtra. We'll have to.
Yeah. So, sir, just to come back, so let's say if we get this 6,000-8,000 crore order info that we are looking at, and I think the revenue part most likely to start in the next FY26, next year. So this year, so two things to understand. First, this year already in 1H, we have done close to core revenue is 1,675 crore, 10% down. So for full year at the core revenue, how much we are looking for FY25? And assuming that we get the 6,000-8,000 crore order inflow in this by March, so in FY26, how one can look at in terms of the revenue?
Sir, actually FY25, I am expecting that even we grab the job in the last quarter of this year. So there is a six-month gap that will come up. So by the time we'll have to see that all the two quarters, we have to completely finish all the order book, whatever we have. So, and after that, how many jobs which are coming? What are the, actually, if you take this, if Maharashtra is successful, if I say, Maharashtra is successful, that can start in 2, 3 months also. So first quarter will leave, second quarter will start. Maybe there could be some rains and all, but we will start in the second quarter, those projects. But HAM projects and all, it can be taken up in the 6 months later only. Because now they are coming up with 80% land. I don't have that dilemma as I have in the Mysuru section. So certain dilemmas are not there in that. So we can straight away start in 6 months. To know that preparatory works, we'll keep it in a very strong way so that we try to hit the thing. But sir, these are all assumptions, which is very, very assumable things. So I rate a little less only in the coming year also. So maybe that we may have to bear with that. And after that, I think things would be good.
Still trying to understand. So this year, can we do close to 3,400, 3,500 crore kind of a revenue? And Okay, got it. And for next year, let's say, as you said, even if we start the HAM execution.
No doubt we are targeting for 4,500. Provided this order book at least 5,000 to 6,000 is fixed.
Okay, and the margin to remain the same, 16%.
I'm not a little bit guaranteeing, but second last two quarters we will rock and we will see that thing achieved.
And then at margin level, 16% can be maintained.
Very difficult to say because all the new orders which are coming. So, since I place that bid and I win the bid, I tell the market, then only I'll be able to answer this question. But we will try. The thing is, we tried our best in the industry as of now. So, we will focus to have that.
Okay. Lastly, sir, when this pipeline projects, 1100 crore to start execution and two appointed date, when that appointed date to come, and lastly on the capex front.
2 months to go, sir. Actually, that whose environmental clearance, I think in another 1 month it could come. So there will be formality to close. 1 month we are saying, but I am envisaging within 2 months we should start the job. That's what it is.
For pipeline or for the two HAM projects that we will be expecting the appointed
date? HAM projects and all, sir.
For HAM projects in 2 months appointed it, and for pipeline projects when the execution will start?
Pipeline project is started, sir.
Okay.
Because I think there have been certain stage-wise constructions are there. Unless we achieve that stage, the payments are not eligible in that.
Lastly, if you can touch upon on the
11% job, I think upon reaching the 15% of the project value, we have a milestone to get paid. Like that.
Okay. And lastly, sir, irrigation payment, when we now expect, because last payment we have received in February, so I think the outstanding is more than 1,000 crore. So when we are expecting...
900. I think, no, what happened actually, whatever it is built is around 7,400 is built. 740 crore is built actually, and this bill it is not recorded. I mean, we were insisting on them to record, and we've been giving continuation letters to record the bill. But since the payment is not accessible to them by that loan component, so they are just looking at certain issues are there. I think if they resolve that loan issue, then this thing will be resolved. I am hoping, sir, very uncertain it is. I can say within 2 months it can be solved, I think. They were saying, all that department, and even we met the minister also, he said he will try to solve it in 1-2 months. So that's 2 months, and we are going.
Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you to give me the opportunity. Sir, how many more claims are pending with NHAI or other authorities?
How many claims pending? Sir, almost claims are done.
One claim
will come in this quarter. That AP07, which is there in HAM project, annuity bond project, whose claim has already come in this quarter. So this quarter we'll be having that also. But after that, I think we have very.
How much claim it will come in this quarter?
Around 130 crores will come. Actually.
130 crore. And it will go for in income only. Right?
Some part in income, some part in other income that we are working on.
Sir, you are a so knowledgeable person about road construction. Sir, tell commentary on road projects from NHAI, how many kilometers they have sanctioned and how many more kilometers will come in this financial year 2026. Can you give some commentary? It will help.
Yeah. That's
Okay. Actually, this year they have targeted around 5 lakh crore actually in the current financial year. That is the fourth target. And out of that, around they have sanctioned for 2 lakh crore by end of December.
Okay.
So this is a lot of projects are there actually, which is yet to come actually, because almost last one and a half years, not much project was awarded. So we are expecting that definitely in Q4 actually, some definitely a big rally will come. So we want to capitalize that rally actually.
Okay. So you mean to say maybe 3 lakhs road project may be come in the fourth quarter four?
We are expecting actually. We are expecting.
Expecting. But we will bid only where our margin is reasonable, right?
Yeah. That's why we are working on that actually. So definitely we will look into that.
Okay. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. My question is on the. Good morning, sir. So my question is on the irrigation receivable.
Ask the question. Who's going to come up with this?
So first thing is that I can see you have approximately 500 crores, 520 crores of cash in the consolidated. So that is the right number, right? Including investments, current investments.
Yeah. This year, for September, our standalone cash is around 347 crores. And consolidated cash is, sorry, 246. 247. And consolidated cash is 460 crores.
Including.
460 and including investments, about 520 crores.
Yeah. Investment is separate. Yeah.
So my question is, if we were getting the receivables on time and once we realize all this 900 odd crores of receivables which you pointed out, so in terms of billing work, the pending work which in terms of progress and the receivables which is due, so how much of this would have been the cash if these receivables were coming on time? So how much of the receivables are overdue against the timelines?
Actually, only except irrigation, I think we don't have anything else. Everything is on time.
We have 400.
That's why we are surviving, otherwise, everything.
We have 435 crores receivables from the pending from the HAM project that we are not drawing because we have the surplus cash flow in the parent company. So, this 435, any day we can draw it. Only around 600 crores is certified receivables as on September. That is only due actually. And on that major is a package 4.
No, sir, from irrigation I'm asking 900 crores, how much of receivables are overdue? I mean, which if had come on time would have resulted in cash sitting on our books. So how much is that number? So you
almost, said almost 600 crores actually.
600 from there if it get realized and 400 from HAMS, it's about 1000 crores and you have another 500. So totally 1500 crores of cash should have been in place if you were going through a normal course of business, right?
Yeah. Correct.
So what will you do with so much of cash? Once in six months time you get.
What you will do with cash? Because we have to put.
Well, you know, lots of BOT projects are coming. As well, annuities are coming. Sir, we have to run our business only. And nowadays, all sir, EPC, so you may forget about EPC because EPC is very, very worse today. So we have to focus more on this HAM projects as well on this BOT store. So and second thing, due is there, no sir, irrigation due. If all that comes, we will be comfortably running the company without any hazards and without taking additional debts or anything. That's what the plan for going forward. And we will have a growth scope also. See, since we are a little bit sitting on a cash pile, we can focus more on with whatever the appetite we have, we will go up to that limits and we will try to do the business.
The only thing is that you are making the platforms with Cube or with Adani on one way where you will need not invest in DOT so much. You will convert it into EPC.
Actually, Adani is asking us for participating in the partnership also.
Okay.
That also we are examining. But a big guy to participate. Rather than that, we are plotting another method that anything below 2,000 crore tender. And that too, which has good potential, we would like to also participate in those tenders alone and try to do alone and as we did in the earlier that Valayar, Muzaffarpur, all that we want to do in the similar pattern.
Okay. So what is the standalone debt right now? So sorry, I missed that number. Standalone debt and...
Nothing is there. 2.95 crores debt, sir.
Cash, I think you should be stepping because we are not able to grow now and the way we have structured our business and we are only into roads and we are not making any serious efforts to diversify beyond roads. For many quarters we have been talking about. So I think it's better we should distribute some of this cash as and when it gets realized as stepping up dividend or maybe buyback because...
Sir, actually hoping, you know what it is. See, even today if I focus on one BOT project, whose value is around say 2000 crore, a little bit below that only I want to look at it. It is 2-3 if I take, 30% is the equity which we have to put. Sir, ek do project mein nikal jayega sir, apna jitna bhi cash hai. But anyhow, that will be under rotation and it will give good appreciation also.
But sir, then aapko diversification need to, you'll have to see, right? Because aap wahan pe...
Diversification ke liye, sir. Aap bataiye, sir. You, I've examined, maine solar mein gaya tha, metro mein gaya tha. Everywhere that we want to have the tender ka to khatra bhi nahi nikla. Itna worse situation wahan pe.
Okay.
And even railways mein main port kiya, sir. Railways is also worse.
Achha. And sir, Venkat
sir, for about Jan Bachi, at least our highway, because we know about everything. So now I want to stabilize my business through these BOTs, tolls, and annuities. And then look at the something else. Because in under panicness, if I start looking at now, I'll be going wrong, which I'm thinking also.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that I'm not examining the cases. I'm examining the cases, sir. I think I've rejected. I've already, last time I told you that one PETP's project was there. And quite a big project it was. Actually 5,000 crore worth of contracts were there with the hands in that fellow's hand. But he was asking for a wrong price. So we couldn't go because our return on equity was very less. So we have offered one price and we left it. Because he is not coming to our price. I don't want to take something with a lesser this thing, sir.
Actually, in
the CDP project, what happened is, he was showing wrong cost in the maintenance, which we caught. And that is not agreeing to. And we have proven him also. So there he wants to cheat us, so then we said no. He started cheating now itself. If we go in partnership, then things will be wrong.
But this project,
sir, we are examining every good field, sir, whichever is available.
Sorry, what project was this TDCD you said?
PETP, sir. Actually, you know, that pharmaceutical waste, that treatment, we used to wastewater treatment, we should do.
STD, STP project.
That project we have examined, actually.
Okay.
One Mother Earth, one company called Mother Earth, that is a 50% stake to sale ke liye aaya tha, sir, unhone. So we have examined that case and thoda unka wrong pricing tha.
Valuation.
Okay. Valuation
was not fixing into our. So just on the efforts which you are making to recover the irrigation receivables of 900. So last time I think on the call you said you will take it legally and now you're saying again the loan is. So now this project is only, the funding of this project is only dependent on the loans or can it also be met through the budgetary support from the government? So how will the payment come? I mean, what...
Sir, I can't hear you properly. Can you speak a louder, sir?
Can you hear me now? Is it better, sir? Hello?
Yes, sir.
I was saying that you had last call you had said that you will maybe pursue legal options to recover the receivables, irrigation receivables. So beyond the, so what are the progress on that? And you also mentioned that the minister is saying that in 2 months some resolution will happen. So will the funding of this project only be dependent on loans, or is there any possibility of any budgetary support or supplementary budgetary support being provided? So what will give us confidence that the project recovery or the collection is on track now?
Sir, actually, with irrigation, sir, it is completely political, sir. Here, what is happening here is completely political. We met the chief minister also, and we told him our issues. He instructed the ministry, the irrigation ministry, to consider to pursue the loan component also. So I think last time, though maine ka time was given by the Uttam Kumar Reddy, within 2 months we'll resolve. That's what it is told, sir. Generally, it is out of hand, our hand, but we are completely vigorously pursuing that. It's not only me, that Mega is there, and Naviga is also pursuing there for their payments. So we are all together fighting for that, actually.
And have you slowed down the execution on the balance order book? Like, how much was the revenue this quarter, and for this year, how much is the projection as per the current collections?
Overall, we are definitely, last year we did 4,000 crores. So this year we are targeting, because there may be some shortfall. So we may touch somewhere around 3,500 to 3,600 crores. Turnover in this year, because whatever our existing asset projects are there, like Kerala project and every project, almost 80% work has completed. So all the project by March 25, we should be able to complete, and we'll achieve somewhere around 3,500 crores of turnover.
No, the irrigation ka pooch raha tha main.
Irrigation ka to.
How are you looking at now?
Actually, this quarter also we did actually in irrigation around 17%. We did actually around 150 crores ka turnover. So same turnover definitely we will do. On the balance, the order book is there almost. Irrigation is 900 crores from these two projects actually, package 3 and package 4. And one is that anyway, this our pipeline project, that is anyway it will start working, giving billing from Q4. But out of this 900 crores, so definitely actually 150 around. You can say by, we will do around 150 crores of a turnover definitely from this project in every quarter. So, paisa nahi aa raha, but still we have to execute, because what is happening if we stop our machinery, and because ultimately it will become cost to us, and we have already going through legally and put our claim through court also. So we are making all our efforts actually. We are talking to the concerned ministry, and as well as putting all the legal efforts both the way actually we are going. But we cannot completely stop the work actually. We will slowly execute.
Sir, what happened actually to stop the work, I would like to add few words here. See, the situation here is that we have given order for that all pumps and motors. Everything, and I think three pumps, three motors have come, and they are now under assembly. And one more to come. The last hour, if we do such thing, definitely we will become defaulter in the in progress. So we have only the way we have left with is that you do the work, and through court also we can fight for that once we finish the work. So that is where we have to think on it and do it, sir. So, and you know, everything is mobilized, equipment, everything is there. If you don't do the work, at least that revenue doesn't happen. So once completion is there, once we do the completion, definitely at the back end for commissioning and all, we can stop. Yeah, you give pay and do the commissioning. We can even get stay from court. All that courts will give us very fair things.
Okay. The last question, sir, how much was the total order inflow in this year till date, and when is this pipeline? So, and you also, can you elaborate a little bit on the pipeline project?
So, this year no order.
Pipeline,
considerable
pipeline hai, sir.
Think, sir, pipeline project, uska pooch raha hu.
Actually, this year we have not received any order in this year.
This pipeline project for that 1100 crores.
That's a pipeline company.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a
12% as a Coorg for project.
Hmm.
I think 15% pay we will be getting eligibility to get paid with that. I think the funds are available because I think they have been getting from central government to fund the project.
These are Jal Jeevan Mission projects.
Yeah, Amrit.
Amrit
2.2.
Okay.
And that 25% funding by the central government, and for that scheme this project has awarded.
And 75% by the Telangana state?
No, by the state government, yeah.
Skill fund help, but this project is financially, like, funds are available for this project.
Yeah, yeah, for that they have already budgeted actually, because central government is there, so that's why they have budgeted this project, so there won't be any payment issue for this project.
Okay, sir. Sure. Thank you, sir.
Hopefully, they don't divert.
Thank you, sir. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to 2 to 3 per participant. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, out of a 1,000 crore irrigation order book, what is the unbilled portion?
Unbilled will be around 400 crores is unbilled. Around 400 crores is unbilled.
So incremental revenue potential should be actually around 700 crores. We should less around 600 crores.
Yeah, correct. Incremental revenue will be around 600. Yeah.
Okay. So secondly, what is the outstanding irrigation receivables?
Receivables is around 600 crores is there.
And the total number? It was 900.
Including unbilled everything, it will be around 1,000 crores.
And sir, last time we indicated that we were looking to recover around 300 odd crores in third quarter. So what's the status on that?
That's why, regarding irrigation receivables, that's why we recently actually our management had discussed with the concerned ministry. So we are expecting in the next 2 months actually we get paid off actually.
So how much we are expecting in next 2 months?
Entire 600 crores actually.
During discussion we have asked for full payment to be done because now the project is under completion also. Almost 85% is over. Mm-hmm. Only 15% to be executed. So with that holding also, it's in the situation that I cannot go back or I cannot stop like that. Things are like this. So definitely, we have spoken to minister. I think they are resolving what they are saying. The loan components are any moment it can be resolved actually. That's not a big deal also. Only some margin money they have to pay for which they are not doing. So I think if they do that, I think things will be
okay. And sir, on the inflow side, we guided for 6,000 to 8,000 crores of inflows. That is for FY25, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And sir, in terms of execution, we are saying there will be a decline of around, say, 6-7% for FY25. So can 26 be a good amount of growth, given the lower turnover in FY25?
That is based on what we told, based on if we are receiving project of like MSRDC or other EPC project in Q4, so definitely we could able to do better in the 26. But if it is we are getting mostly HAM project, then again it will take further 6 months to financial closure and after getting the appointed date. So that's why 26 we have to really see in Q4 how much project is coming and in which sectors, whether EPC or HAM or BOT. So based on that, 26 revenue we can able to tell actually how much we will achieve in 26.
Then lastly, for the pipeline order, we said that 15% is the, at 15% we can start booking the revenue, the milestone. So can we reach that milestone by Q4 or it will be in next year?
No, we can start in Q4. We will achieve milestone in Q4.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just one question from my side. What is the capex that we did in Q2 and how much are we planning for the second half now?
Actually, so far we did in our Q2 we did around 4 crores only. So for 6 months we did around 13 crores only. So definitely next this year we are not really seeing any capex we are going to incur. But what are the projects in Q4 we are getting it is some project of the Q4. Based on that we will really see. But based on current whatever the order book is there, for that not much capex is required.
Okay, sure sir. Thank you. That's a clean answer.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Faisal Hawa from SG Hawa and Company. Please go ahead.
So sir, when we are now looking at taking Andhra Pradesh orders and even Telangana more orders, so are we now changing our stance that we will now be a little more flexible in late payments and the usual difficulties associated with state government? That's one. Second is, does the our now increased cash balances increase our chances a lot in winning the large ticket BOT orders? And third is, when do we plan to sell our projects to Cube or whoever else is interested for Kerala and other ones which are going to complete? And what is the kind of return on equity that we are that we are expecting on these projects?
So first one is regarding the what, sir? Just that.
So we are going to now bid a lot for a lot of these Andhra Pradesh development projects and Telangana projects and even Telangana this new riverside projects. So and even Tamil Nadu. So with these state governments, payments are usually not on track and there's a lot of follow up to be done. So is the management now taking a change of stance that is that kind of headache and still try to get the orders?
AP, we are expecting projects, they may start in coming up for a couple of months onwards, they start coming up. Because I think they are budgeting some amounts and central government is also sanctioning them some amounts. So with all that, they will start something and tenders will happen in a couple of months. So maybe that is also expected by March end only. So that... I think I heard about say 20,000 crore worth of contracts may come up from that in this year. So we are not, actually sir, the main purpose of aiding the state governments is generally, see, they are very eager in developing their state, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, and if they don't pay, their development will stop and they will not be able to do. And we are also, we will also go for a strategic way of doing it. We only invest 10%, if they don't pay for that 10%, we'll stop doing it. So that things are like that. And so we will have an alternate work.
We will do the first 10% work.
Equipments are on to the same state. We are running projects are there with us. In HAM projects are there, other projects are there. There we can double the resources and speed up the central government projects. So that can happen. So sir, state governments are focused in focus because of the APC mode only, sir. APC is always give us more cash flows and you know working capital is also less in that.
Okay. And sir, when do we propose to sell our HAM projects and what is the kind of return on equity that we can make? Because I feel that will add another, I think, 150 to 400 crores extra cash flow to us whenever that comes.
Yeah. Sir, we are discussing with the prospective investors regarding the sale of our 4 HAM project. Out of that one project, that KNR Palani, that is our project is already we got the PCOD. So definitely by March actually, we should be able to close that project. And other 3 projects also because we are expecting that we will receive PCOD in the March, so it will take further 6 months from there. So you can say by March 26, actually, we could be able to sell off our 4 BOT assets, and return is definitely, it is better than the last, what we did in the last, but return will be definitely is quite good, actually.
What is the total we have invested in these 4 HAM projects, and
what do we expect to get out of them in March 26 total?
We have invested somewhere around 500 crores actually, in 550 crores in these projects, and we will definitely achieve better than our previous deal actually.
So at least 800 crores could come out of that, right, total?
We are just discussing with them actually, but better than the last deal what I can say.
And sir, I missed about the Adani JV. So are we saying that we will bid together with Adani for most of the BOT projects, and they will also put up money, and so will we put up the money also?
Sir, that they were asking for that, and I am not a little bit thinking on it, because you know they are big people. So do a EPC, take away your money, and then that's better. Having 30 years, 20 years relations for BOT projects is going to be picked up. I think struggle for us, I mean to say. So very big people, na? So tomorrow you don't even get appointment to discuss anything further with them.
Correct.
So start saying things. So EPC is okay. Do the work, they pay you, and that's okay. We can walk out with our this thing. That's okay. What I'm thinking.
You would prefer that you would just do the EPC from them and not to pay money on
the EPC bit to them. Wherever there are 3,000 crores, 2,000 crores, 4,000 crore projects are coming, the BOTs are now going to be in a big size. So that, you know, the competitive intensity is also going to be less when serious players are only going to participate, because those big guarantees are costly for them. So every damage to
So now our competition would be only IRB and very, very big companies.
Big companies. So, and BOT told me all these people will be getting filtered, you know. Those many people will not come.
Correct.
So, we also, 2,000 below, we want to build, participate ourselves. Second, we even want to think of doing EPCs for the major good players. We will give pre-tender EPC bid to them. And they would exclusively, they are finding exclusively, it is fine. That's what we are saying.
Correct. So, sir, more on an intangible basis, this is one of the first times that in the last 8 or 9 quarters that I have seen you very relaxed and quite optimistic about getting orders. So, can we read more into it than it looks that this time you are very confident of getting most of the orders through?
Sir, it is all assumptions only. And of that, I can say that I'm very confident in getting one project at least. I'm struggling to get two projects, but at least one I'm going to get from Maharashtra, say about 2,000 crore kind of thing. That will be a subcontracting only. Second, around 80-85 projects which we have studied in this thing, HAM projects. And we are quite confident of getting at least 4,000 to 5,000 crore out of that. And even BOT tolls we are participating, so around 2,000-3,000 crore easily we can make from BOT tolls also. Maybe. Correct. Period of time may increase, but that is possible. Second, we are also hoping certain projects from Tamil Nadu section. There are EPCs and flyover projects are coming, and we are now completing our Coimbatore flyover. So right before that, there are tenders coming up, so we are rightly placed. So we will be definitely participating in those tenders, and we will try to get the jobs. And at least one two jobs we get, whose size is about say 1,000 to 500 crores, 1,000 to 1,500 crores. That will be the thing. And API I'm aiming at least 2,000 crore API I'm aiming. And Karnataka also may come up with certain tenders, which are bank funded or something that we are also looking up. And in the department, we made an inquiry. The land acquisition is going on very serious on few projects, which we will be trying to participate.
Telangana also,
there is some irrigation project, there is some road project.
Plus, there is some talk of there, some very big
river side projects there in this, but the time may vary.
And there is some talk of some very big river side project also coming in Telangana, just like Ahmedabad.
I'm gearing up myself to participate in some of the STP projects also from there.
So we are qualified for that.
We have to take a journey from there.
we can qualify for that riverside project?
We have to go with JV.
JV is only
for STP project. We have to go with JV.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Subrata Sarkar from Mount Intra Finance Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, sir.
Yes, sir. Actually, my question, I think you have partly addressed it. My point was like, since we are not finding this HAM, this entire road sector as of now that that attractive, why we are not trying to diverse into other areas, given that I believe we should have capability to address other areas also. I suppose you have addressed partly, but still if you want to add something.
Yes, sir. That's what I said. Okay. In between, first of all, we would like to see the scope is there, sir, here. You know, if you go for irrigation sector, it is very seasonal. If you go to railways and all, there is some contract, but overcrowded is there and give it lesser margins are observed there. But if you focus on highways in NHAI, first thing is that the HAMs and all little bit sensible bidding may happen, that's what we are thinking, better than the EPC mode of contract. Second, we are thinking that toll projects could be having good margins than the HAMs. So there is bright scope that we can get some stabilization on this thing. Right now we have very less order in hand. I do agree 1 year visibility is also not there as of now. So we were thinking to stabilize from the own captive field what we have. And then later we will also think of diversifying into several sectors. As rightly said, we have examined quite few other diversification sectors also. Like I said, CETPs we have examined and all that. So we are, the struggles are on. So definitely, if we are successful and the returns are, company returns are safe, definitely we are going to put in the money and we are going to do it.
Good. We'll appreciate.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Abhishree Bang from JHP Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Oh, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
So, sir, actually, I just have one request. If you would please come up with a comprehensive slide on one-offs, which would give us like-to-like comparison on financial performance, that would be very helpful for us.
Actually, we have given the detail actually in the our listing permit note. But okay, if you want, because this is all of one-off is there in one quarter only. May not be in the next quarter. But if you want any clarification, you can reach us or our investor advisor. We can clarify you.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Shrimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, last time you had mentioned that you had bidded for an irrigation project in JV with NCC. So what is the current status of that?
We have bidded that metro actually, not that is metro project in the Bhubaneswar.
Okay.
But we have not got actually. We are not L1 on that project.
Okay. And sir, what is the current status of ordering in the Andhra Pradesh government since the new government has come? Are you seeing any meaningful order coming from this new government?
Yeah,
the Amaravati Development Authority is now being formed. Earlier it was scrapped. So now they're starting from scratch. So it is taking some time. That's what they're saying. So I think in few days from now, I think within two months, I think they'll be able to call the bids. And because they are getting allotment from central government, as they are helping the central government to be in power, So they were likely to get more funds also.
So, sir, what kind of bidding pipeline would be there, if you can quantify that, if you have some information on that?
I think I heard about, say, 20,000 crore. Around 3,500 crore they are budgeting themselves, and 15,000 crore were committed by the
Central government.
Central government through some bank loan or something. So those are all proposals have been now prepared. So around 20,000 crore is in the flow.
They are also tying with the World Bank and ADB also for funding of that.
This will be, sir, basically in the road or irrigation, or it will include everything?
Considered. That's what there is a news.
News, sir.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Piparia from ICICI Bank Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. My call is, my query is regarding the NHAI dependency on the overall order book. So what is our order? Currently, we have around 4,406 crores of order book. So what is our NHAI funded or dependency projects, approx?
Out of that, almost, NHAI-related project is, it is around 42%, actually.
42%. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly, you alluded to this 1,100 crore pipeline project. If you could just dwell, sir, what is the scope of work here, and which segment it is, this pipeline related to, oil and gas or water?
No, no, it is on drinking water supplies and sewage management.
Which state, sir, it is?
In Telangana.
In Telangana.
In Telangana?
Yes.
Sir-
Irrigation kind of project. We need to construct the water tanks and SPP.
Pipeline.
And pipelines, we have to give it to taps to the public, actually.
This falls under the Jal Jeevan Mission scheme. Come again, sir?
It is under, it is like Jal Jeevan, but it is under Amrit 2 scheme of the central government. It is awarded under Amrit 2 scheme. It is the same like you told Jal Jeevan only. We have to provide the drinking water to each household, actually. This is the basically scope.
Sir, there has lot been spoken about the river linking project, also. What do you see things on ground, sir, in terms of this take picking up and the scope companies like us would be garnering?
Yeah, sir, definitely. This, we are expecting under this Modi 3.0, this river linking project, they will take up this project, because this time, sir, they are more concentrating on railway and other sector, other than road, what we have seen that. So definitely, river linking project is there in Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, and now in even our area also, like, in Krishna and Cauvery also, they are linking. So their projects will come definitely. So we are expecting then once this project will come, we could able to bid that project.
Right, sir. And sir, you mentioned about your lackluster performance from the solar EPC and the railway part of the story. Sir, can you dwell further, where are you finding the issues cropping up in terms of solar EPC and also work from railway being a cause of concern you mentioned in your earlier remarks?
Yeah. Because basically concern for solar EPC is very, very thin margin actually projects. So when we have seen that project to what, it is a, okay, because we want to diversify in the other sectors, but now we are seeing lot of visibility is there in even roads and other sectors, actually, other state projects, like sir told in Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and even in Karnataka. So that's why now we are not much focused on that sector, because they are the thin margin, and these are the project is there where we are very expert. So definitely we thought that let's concentrate on these project, NHAI and these state project, and bag actually most of the project from these entities.
And sir, for H2, you are pointing towards lower turnover than what we did for H1. This is what you alluded to.
H2 actually we did lower turnover.
Okay, sir. So what should be tentatively closing in terms of our execution on a control level? We did around 2900 for the first half, and last year it was 4430.
Yeah, but console, there is a one-off up there actually in this quarter regarding our Muzaffarpur project. That's why it is more, but it will be in the, you can say in the, it will be in the same range of the last year only, except if you exclude the exceptional item.
Right, sir. And sir, off late, sir, there are also some tendering which happened for the BharatNet project. Also, we are not an expertise there, but we have seen road developing companies also like DBL and all participated in that. So what's the thought process here, and we did not opt for it?
We have not seen that project actually as of now, so we cannot be able to comment on it. We have not seen that type of project.
Okay, thank you for all the replies, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kandpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Regarding all these claims, so all the money has been realized? Cash has come?
All money has realized, yeah.
So only 130 crores which you said in this quarter will come like additional.
That is from our another project actually. That is Patel Kinar Heavy. So that will come in this Q2.
And just on the one last question on this Muzaffarpur Barauni project, so how much is the investment and loss funding and total outgo from our side, and how much we have received overall?
So actually, around 175 crores investment from other side actually, our side, that we have received entire, and additionally 140 crores we have received. Total around 317 crores we received from that SPV.
So this is in line with the termination payments which generally happens in case of NHA.
Definitely it is against that, because it is against that settlement of entire handing over the project, and so based on that settlement agreement, so this figure has arrived.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm done, sir.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead. Mr. Saket, your line has been unmuted.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Sir, for the Amrut 2 scheme, can you give us some color how the pipeline looks like, and the bid pipeline especially?
Amrit 2 project, because this project was this pipeline project that was there in Amrit 2 scheme of the central government. So we have not seen the entire scheme of that actually, but this project was coming the Telangana, and it is we are there from the Telangana, so we thought that that's why we take this project, but we have not seen that pipeline from Amrit 2 project actually.
Okay, so
maybe big pipeline will be there because it is there for Pan India. So, but we are very focused in our part of the territory, that's why you have not seen that.
So for the state of Telangana and Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, do we see other bids being floated for these type of projects which fall under the Amrut scheme or the Jal Jeevan scheme? Do you find other projects also wherein we will participate?
That's why we have seen only in the Telangana where we have participated. Other state we have not looked actually into.
And sir, out of the total revenue for the first half of 2900, what should we exclude as the exceptional part? Because in other income we have mentioned at 168 crore. So in the revenue also we have booked some extraordinary income, or is it only the other income part?
Only revenue from operation also there for the first 6 months, around 88 crores has been booked actually, revenue from the operation.
Okay.
So we need to exclude 88 from 29-30. That is what you are saying.
Yeah, in console. You have to exclude 960 also in the console level. If you are talking about the console, then you have to exclude that 960 also.
Okay, so from 29-30 crore, we have to include 960 crore.
Yeah, 960 plus 88.
Plus 88. Okay, yeah. So that works out to around 1800 crore. 1882 crore is the revenue profile.
Okay, you can work out. It will be that
one. Yes, I can work out. And we are looking to close the year again closer to 4000 on the basis of the core work that is left to be executed.
Yeah, but on a standalone basis, definitely 4000 crores looks so difficult. We may close somewhere between 3500 to 3600 only.
3500 to 3600. Yeah, and the margins will be maintained, sir, the way we have done H1?
We are trying to, because our guidance is always actually between 13% to 14%. Well, we will try to, definitely we will achieve more than our guidance only.
Okay. And sir, what are the ways to reward your investors since now you are in comfortable position, cash balances are there and the project completion are there? And you are looking to diversify, but in a very proactive manner. So, what should investor community look forward from KNR Management?
Definitely, whatever the cash is available, because we have our future plan to invest in the HAM project and BOT project. So, we have to generally use our cash for the growth of the company. So that's why we have to give that good return to the investors by growing the company into the next level. So, we are working towards that only. So that is the reward actually investor is going to get.
Okay. So we have to look forward in the way how the order pipeline works out for the HAM and the BOT segment and how we participate. That is what we should be looking forward.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thank you for all the elaborate answers and patiently answering them. All the best to the team.
Thank you very much. I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Okay. Thank you all for the joining us on this call. Please reach out to our investor relations consultant, strategic growth advisor, or us directly. Should you have any further queries, we can now close the call. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. On behalf of KNR Constructions Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.